Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. This evening, after the half hour, we will be taking callers. Ask us a question. We can confirm for you an answer, give you some wisdom, a bit of knowledge, drop a little gold on you. Our phone number is 646-716-9663. 646-716-9663. I know all you people are just waiting on the edge to see what's going to happen tonight and what we're going to talk about. Today I'm very privileged to have a very powerful man as my guest. He is the owner of Haunted Entertainment. He deals in the paranormal. His name is Dan Guthrie. Welcome, Dan.
Hello. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you here. Dan, can you explain to me what the paranormal is?
Paranormal is things out there that we cannot explain, that we try to find proof or answers to. Not necessarily as ghosts, but it could be UFOs, it could be Bigfoot, it could be elements that are out there like gnomes, trolls, fairies, that kind of stuff.
Okay, and what exactly do you do with Haunted Entertainment?
Haunted Entertainment, I am the CEO of the company. We are a booking talent agency where we book talent to be speakers at events, TV shows, or whatever is needed out there. I have all different kinds of people. Haunted Entertainment doesn't mean it's something about ghosts. Haunted Entertainment means that we're going to haunt your mind with great entertainment. And we have lots of wonderful people that we have aboard there that have been seen on TV, or they've been on, of course TV, but like MTV or Sci-Fi, the Travel Channel, a little bit of everything. And then we have models for calendars, magazines that we book out. Then we have bands, even live performers for whatever people need them for.
And tell me about your history and your involvement with the paranormal.
Okay, for me, I've been pretty much around the paranormal all my life. I was one of those kids growing up that saw dead people and didn't know it. So I was interacting, talking with them, and it was hard growing up to have to make friends with people, thought I was nuts. And in reality, I really was talking to somebody. There was somebody there. And sometimes I help cross over. Sometimes I just speak to them, even if this is a passing, as a hello, or a question to me like what time it is or something like that. And just cause a lot of times the spirits I talked to didn't know they were dead. So they just interacted with me as they were alive. And that went on throughout my childhood into my teenage years. Basically, when I was a teenager, I was told that I needed to stop talking about that or even show any kind of acknowledgement, or I was going to literally get put in the nut house. So I blocked it. And I got good at blocking it for so long that it took me until I got into my 30s to reopen that up again and be able to communicate with spirits again. And to this day, I have my own paranormal group that we do go out and investigate and help families. I got that started because I had something that I had never come across in my life of something that was, I guess you would say, demonic or some kind of demon. I was attacked at work at nighttime. I was actually picked up and thrown into a power box, which was about 15 feet away. I had a co-worker that was with me when this happened. He witnessed all this happening. He basically picked me up and we left the building, and I went on home. By the time I got home, that same spirit that picked me up and threw me was standing at the end of my hall. And I basically asked him, what do you want? And he replied to me, you dead. And within the next 24 hours, he woke up 8 other spirits and brought them into the home and basically used them against me. They tried to go after my wife, and I flat out, first time she was attacked, I told them, if you have to hurt somebody or attack somebody, you leave her alone, you come at me. And they did. It was worse. I got it 100 times more. And it was very little sleep. You know, there wasn't any paranormal groups around, so I didn't know what a paranormal group was. I didn't watch much TV, so I didn't know about ghost hunters and all that during that time. And so finally, I found a group that showed up to where I lived, which they had to drive for like 3 hours or so to get to where I lived. They were all attacked that night. Some of them so severely that it messed them up for a while. Like one got hit in the leg so hard that it took them 6 months to be able to walk right again. One of their psychics that was on their team got thrown across the room and got hurt. Every member that they had some form or fashion was either hit, punched, or kicked, knocked down, or thrown, or something of the sort. So they went through this all night long. And before they can even get everything done, they were telling me, your house is haunted, and probably one of the most haunted houses we ever seen. And they really didn't know what to do for me. But at this time, and I had at least the confirmation that I wasn't going crazy and that I was dealing with something that was bad. Let's just say not necessarily evil, but bad. But during the process before this group came, I had learned how to use a digital recorder. One group would tell me, buy this. And then another group told me, buy a camera and set it up to your computer and point down to where all this activity is going on. So I did, and people were watching 24/7 and seeing all this paranormal activity and was being blown away by what they were seeing. And then finally, a second group came, and they did a write-up on the house after spending a weekend and basically going through the same thing. Basically saying, you know, that this was probably one of the most haunted houses in Texas. And this was back in 2006. And they turned to me and said, you have all this knowledge of the paranormal from all the studies and research you did. Why don't you start your own group and help others too? Because of the experience you've had, you'd be able to talk to them and counsel them and be able to run your own group. So I did. It took me a while to build my group up. It took almost a year to get members to actually stay on the team without being terrified. And they were well trained and were able to go up against some of the nastiest spirits around. I was using my house at the time as training ground, but it got to the point where I was scaring off more people than I was able to get on my team.
Oh,
and
no.
So I had, you know, so you know, yeah. And I had one, in fact, there was a couple that came and said, oh, yeah, we're not scared of anything, you know, we're skeptics, all this. And I said, I give you 2 minutes max. They go, what do you mean? So you go down to the end of that hall, I guarantee you, within 2 minutes or less, you're going to be out that front door. Of course, they walked down there. It was about 30 seconds later, they were both screaming and running out of the house.
Hair standing up, I imagine, too, huh?
Yeah. I never did talk to them again.
Did you finally get rid of this entity?
I was able to calm it down, actually with my team. I didn't get rid of it, but I was able to calm it down. We were able to, I guess, with the right help, we were able to push out the demonic entity out of the home temporarily. The other spirits, after that entity was gone, the other spirits kind of slowed down, and the attacks became less. They never stopped. They just got less. But then when the economy crashed and a lot of people were laid off throughout the country and lost their homes, I was one of them. So, and to me, it was a blessing in disguise. I was able to get out of this house and move into somewhere else. not by choice, but because I financially I had to. I didn't have a choice. When I moved, one of the spirits in that house did follow us to the new location, but it was one of the ones that did not attack, which actually was one of the ones that used to warn us or warn me not to go down that hall or something, but actually pull my shirt or my arm back, just let me know you're about to get hurt. And that one stayed in this house for about a year, and then it finally left. And no, I guess it went somewhere else to help somebody else. So, but my team itself, since 2006 to current date, we have done close to 1,200 cases. And we have helped so many families. If we couldn't do it ourselves and get the right help in there, we got somebody that could. So we never left anybody ever hanging. We've had some very, very scary cases. I've even had to call in a bishop from a Catholic diocese to come in. And they helped us out on a case. And we had that, and we had a Spanish demonologist all at the same time.
Wow.
And that was one of the scariest cases that we ever done, because we were sitting there with the prayers going on, seeing all these heavy objects, some of them I couldn't even pick up, that were flying around the room, things being thrown at us. And then, of course, by the end of the night when we were done praying, it was gone. The house lit up. We had smell of roses. The sulfur smell was gone, and basically the whole family was just a whole lot happier, and they are still to this day.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't understand that if you live in a house that is this haunted, or you may have a haunted possession, and sometimes canes and dressers and pianos and anything that's made of a wood or something that used to be living, ivory, can also take an entity. And first of all, you start worrying. Second of all, you start getting sick. You start missing sleep. And, you know, stress just multiplies. And you really, really sometimes can't say, and you blame your rationalize and blame your work or your relationship or the economy. But the stronger the entity becomes, the more colds, the more fevers, the more stub your toes, lose your glasses. And it's a whole sequence of events that weaken you mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And eventually scare you to where you lay in bed with your eyes wide open with the sheet right there, and you may not see them, you may not feel them, but most people consciously know when there's an entity in their house or in their furniture or around their people. And doing what you do to relieve this energy for people is absolutely miraculous. Can you tell me your website, please?
Okay, Haunted Entertainment. Let me pull it up here real quick so I get the right address. Go to hauntedentertainments.com, and that is our talent agency. Now, for my paranormal group, look up Pampa, Texas Paranormal Research Society on Google, and you'll be able to find more information about us and what we do. We're also found on Facebook, too. Now, this, because of all the paranormal activity and stuff that, you know, with even my team has done and everything else, I finally decided I wanted to take a step further and do haunted entertainment. Basically, it started out for the paranormal, but for the purpose of to educate people, to get speakers out there that actually have firsthand experiences of and know how to deal with this kind of activity or what's going on, if it's a ghost or if it's a UFO or something along the line. At least we'll have somebody out there to speak about it, to be able to teach them, educate them, to learn them not to live in fear or to face their fears so they won't be scared no more.
Now, Dan, tell everybody why I'm so excited about this coming weekend.
Yes. We have, in fact, your town, in Hot Springs, Arkansas, this is coming up weekend, we have Hot Springs Paranormal Fest. This was actually put together by one of our own talents that live there, Dr. Kimberly Ridgway. She approached me and said, "Dan, let's do this. Let's make this a haunted entertainment event. Let's put this together. Nothing too big or describing, you know, too huge, because some of the events we do are massive. But something small, something nice for people to come in and learn." So we did. We put this event together. We have you coming in. We have let me look here on my list. We have Jeff Leeper. He's the ex-TAPS family co-manager. And so basically he was in charge. He was the manager of all the TAPS family paranormal groups that were out there. And so when they turn in their paperwork or the claimings and stuff, he had to go over and say haunted or not haunted, that kind of stuff. So he's actually going to be doing the ghost hunt Saturday night there for people that purchase a ghost hunting ticket, which is actually a VIP ticket. You can buy it online. We're going to have some at the door, but they're going to go fast. So once they're gone, they're gone. Then we have, like I said, you. We have a special group that we brought in at the last minute called Paranormal Associates of Cold Cases, which basically they work on cases that the police could not solve, where there might be some paranormal activity going on into that house or that location. But they'll go in and actually find blood traces and stuff and do forensics. So they'll be teaching the forensics part of the paranormal solving cases. We have Michael and Lindsay Knight from actually have a radio station out in Las Vegas. They were our Haunted Entertainment Award winners for the best AM paranormal radio show in the country. And we have the person that's currently living at the location of the event going to be speaking, Terry Taylor. We have Doug Hansen coming in. We had one cancellation. Cedric Taylor will not be able to make it due to something came up, so he's not coming. I was looking forward for him coming. We have Christy Bradshaw. She's a screenwriter, book author. She'll be there. We have another local person that's going to be there, Larry Flexman, author and researcher. We have another investigator that's actually originally from Texas, actually still part of the Texas group out there, but lives in Little Rock. We have Justin Eric coming in. He is one of the lead investigators for Fort Worth Paranormal, and he's also one of the groups that we work closely with back and forth with cases. If we can't get to it, they can get to it, that type of thing. And it's one of the few teams in Texas that I will put my I actually back up for their work, because it's pretty legit. They're not going to back away. They're going to stick around and help just like we do. And if they have a problem with something, they actually contact us for questions. And same thing back and forth. We just go back and forth with them. We have Haunted Tours Hot Springs coming in Friday night. They're going to be giving away discount tickets for the ghost walk or ghost tours they do. So don't miss out on that. Wesley Fox, paranormal author. He's local to the state. He'll be speaking on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we're having like a lunch over at Fat Jack's Bar. Chief Standing Bear will be speaking and be talking about, the Native American part of the paranormal, which will be interesting to listen to. We also have Alan Lowe. He's the co-founder of Spirit Seekers, and he's also a paranormal author. The band is no longer coming in. We have somebody else, which is going to be a surprise, even to me. Kimberly Ridgway is working on it, so we'll find out who the band's going to be playing on Friday night. And then, of course, I'll be speaking, and Dr. Kimberly Ridgway will also be speaking. So it's a busy weekend.
This is so wonderful. You get so many people with so many years' experience dealing with the disincarnate entities and with possession and with house possession and body possession and time-sharing, that I imagine just walking in and standing around and talking to people would also be such a great education for you. So if you're in Hot Springs this coming weekend, come and see us at what we call the Art Church, now called Whittington Place, I think.
Yes.
Please do this. And people, you've been curious. You've been curious for years about ghosts. You've seen them. You've seen them when you've been reading a book. Out of the corner of your eyes, you've either seen your spirit guides or you've seen spirits, entities move through. Many times when we see, feel, or hear an entity, our mind says, you just imagined that. And sometimes they carry signature smells. The smell of mold. That smell of rotting. That smell of mildew. That smell of old ashes. And sometimes one of the things that happens with these smells is you sniff them once or twice and you go to smell them again and they're gone because they stay with the spirit. They stay with the spirit. So I think all of us who are psychic, all of us who believe in UFOs, all of us who are healers need to educate ourselves just a little bit more. And this area of the paranormal, this area is very, very important to us. Because sooner or later, being a healer, being psychic, being a massage therapist, these energies are going to come up for you. You know, and for me, I read lots of books. But looking somebody in the eye and they telling me what they know, what they've experienced, how to handle something becomes such a wisdom instead of like just a learning experience. I imagine the diverse group of people here will have educations that no university could provide. And most importantly, experience. I think that people like Dan, who start with this as a young child, and then their auntie or their mother says, don't you ever tell me you saw something again, or you don't have an imaginary friend, and they're talking to their spirit guides, or they're talking to dead people. And we hamper and we tap and cork this stuff down. But later, we end up paying hundreds and hundreds of dollars buying books and going to seminars to cultivate the very same thing that came to us naturally. I think it's important to get education. This is so fairly priced. This is right here in the local Arkansas area for you people. This is worth it. I'm going to be there. My husband's going to be there. You can come talk to me when I'm not speaking, and I'll be there. And I imagine the other people will, too. So, everybody take a deep breath.
Yeah, and you're also doing the gallery reading, too, at this event.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. People can get a little bit a psychic reading and a little bit of a reading from me. And that's always fun. And it's really interesting when I do these things to notice when somebody has a question that about half the people in the room have that same question in how groups make themselves around a certain energy. So what other interesting things do you have to share with us about you dealing with the paranormal?
Well, I am an author. I do have a book that's out there that people can get online, basically on any online bookstore. It's called A Haunted Life, which talks about me growing up as a child. I had more detail, some of the major experiences that I had during that. And a big part of the book talks about what the terrifying experiences I had to live through during the couple of years where all this was going on in my house. And it talks in more in depth of which spirit was there, their names, and basically what they did. And so it's an interesting book. Everybody that I know that has read it enjoyed it, and actually read it pretty quick, and it actually helped them answer some of their questions of what was going on in their lives and use it as kind of like comparison. If this was something, like, hey, this guy went just going through what I'm going through, or this guy had it worse than I did, so what am I being afraid for? So, there's just a lot of little details I talk about, and there are some of the experiences, I guess, on my psyche part. Everybody's got that ability. It's just a matter to what point. Mine is a little different. I can't tell the future. I can't tell what if something's going to happen to somebody. What I do is basically see spirits. Sometimes I can hear them. Sometimes I can. A lot of times when I don't hear them, I see their lips moving, but I can't make out what they're saying. And this is what makes it very good for me and my team that I have when we go out and do paranormal investigations. It makes it a lot easier to catch the proof that's needed to convince somebody in that, you know, that might be skeptic that lives in the home, or prove to them that they're not crazy, that they're actually seeing this thing. And we do more than just homes. We do businesses too. We did a bar about a year ago in Amarillo, Texas, called Bodegas, which used to be a funeral home. It was a funeral home that was built back in 1850 and stayed as a funeral home all the way until the early 1960s. And after that point, it was no one had it for about 2 years, and then it was bought and turned into a bar. And over the years, it was remodeled and all this, but the owner and any worker was afraid to actually go into the bar alone because of the activity that was going on in there. It was so intense. We went in. We saw a lot of residual stuff, nothing to be scared of. The main one we were out to try to capture was a male entity that just did not get along with the people that worked in the building. And with all of our cameras and all of our audio systems, we never could catch him. But what had happened was we had just got done shutting down our last camera that was actually recording audio and had the personal experience. But we were lucky the owner was with us at the time. As soon as we shut off the last camera to grab it, this male voice came out from around the doorway loud and clear, says, "It's about time you're done. Now get the F out of here."
Interesting, isn't it? And,
yes.
And it's also interesting how conscious they are of what goes on in our world, you know?
Yes.
It's just amazing the number of things that have happened to people. And Palm Springs has a little bit of a raunchy history here, you know. Hot Springs,
yes,
I mean. And, you know, we had all the bordellos, we had all the criminals. The hot springs have attracted people to heal from many diseases in the 20s and 30s and 40s and the earlier times since then. Before this, it was a Native American ground where they called it the Healing Springs, and that they used to come and soak in the bathwater. So we got a lot of history here, and some of the older houses have definitely maintained a ghostly presence in them. And when people start pointing out the different things that happened, and sometimes with just a little bit of physical knowledge, somebody was murdered in this room, somebody died here, things like that, it activates something in your conscious mind where you start picking up things. So I think that going on ghost walks in any city are very, very much a part of attuning yourself to what we call the other side, but really sometimes it's the same side, just another dimension.
Yes, I also call it the safe way to paranormal investigate, because you are with a tour group. They're not going to put you in harm's way, so they'll take you to where it is safe, or at least in safe distance.
Right. You know, they're not going to be taking people into a house where people are throwing knives or floating dinner plates up into the air. But usually there's some very, very humble, nice people, spirits who have unresolved issues and are still here. And they didn't get a chance to talk to their daughter. They died suddenly. And most disincarnate spirits do have an unresolved issue, and that's why they're still hanging out. So sometimes after we talk to them and help them resolve their issue, or let them think that they resolved their issue, they go on. We're
yes.
coming up to the commercial break here. Are we ready?
Oh, of course.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
Hi. Call us at 646-716-9663. We're taking calls. We'll answer your questions, confirm for you. We'll take you to a place energetically you may have not been before. 646-716-9663. One of the things I want to talk about is the battery effect. And the battery effect is this, that every time and every place there is one spirit, one entity, what they do is they find or call in spirits or entities that are not of their strength, like little babies that died. Like, for example, you were telling your story, and you had this one big, bad, demonic entity, and it called in all these other little entities, even the one that helped you, and they use these entities to give them juice, give them energy. So if you do have something in your house or in your body or in your furniture or in your yard, it is really, really responsible for you to have someone let that entity go into the light or take care of it in some way, shape, or form. Have you noticed that, Dan?
Oh, yes, definitely. I've worked cases that way, too.
Mm-hmm. And so if you have something there, and you're not sure you have something there, you probably have something there, if that makes a lot of sense.
Well, I'm just saying, I got a little something now. I don't mean to interrupt. When it comes to the paranormal, when they're my spirits and such, somebody told me once many years ago, and I found to this day it's very true. Every place is active. It's got, I mean, not necessarily active, but it's got some kind of paranormal activity. It's just a matter how active. Some may have, there may be spirits of sleep, spirits that will never bother you, but they're there. You'll never hear from them because they want, but they know that they're dead. They're just stuck there. They're stuck in limbo, and they're going to let you live on your life and just leave you be. Then you've got your spirits that are going to speak out because they got something to say, or they have unsolved, unfinished business of sorts, or they have questions that they may even have to have asked and have to have somebody like us come in and help them before they can cross over.
Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, you hear these stories in movies all the time. Oh, the house is on a graveyard, you know, and the contractor, you know, plowed it over. Or you buy some antique furniture and bring it into the house. Now, people, you guys going out there getting really stoned and getting really drugged up, you open yourself up. You know, you
yes.
start blacking out, and you open yourself up to bring home an entity, and it may not be as friendly once you get sober as you thought it was. I'm going
That's to correct.
Give a little handout there about how we attract entities and some different things that you may not want to do anymore if you know what the cost may be of doing them. How many people have you dealt with that have been time-sharing their body with an entity, Dan?
A few. Probably over the years, probably just less than a dozen. But most of them were pretty easy to work with to be able to free them from whatever was there. There were some that was out of my hands, and I had to hand the case over to somebody that could handle it.
Yeah, I think the most strongest demonic possessions I have seen have been in Africa. And for some reason, there are certain parts of the continent where I've seen some horrific demonic possessions. And I lived with the Maasai for a while there, like the only white person in 100 square miles, let alone a woman, white woman. And I worked with a witch doctor there named Kukuyaya, and he did the smoke, the blowing of the smoke, and he did taught me how to do a lot of removals of entities from bodies. And I've been sitting there here, even in the United States or in Europe, in Hong Kong, and I'm talking to somebody, and their face changes. Their voice changes, and you can actually see, feel something. And usually the comment afterwards is, it was like something got into him. You know, it was like he was possessed.
Yes.
And many times, if you listen carefully to the verbal comments of what people make about people, you can hear whether they are possessed or not. When you're possessed, you lose long periods of time. The entity that is time-sharing your body with you wants to do all the good things. It wants to eat. It wants to drive your car. It doesn't want to work. It doesn't want to pay your bills. It doesn't want to take out the garbage. And subconsciously, psychically, we may make a promise. I'll do anything to have a husband. And subconsciously, the entity will say to you, I can do that. I'm stronger. I can go places. And you make this agreement, and your conscious mind doesn't know about it. And then the entity starts doing more and more things. That's what they want. They want something. They want to sleep, they want to eat, they want to have sex, they want to smoke, they want to be sick, and they start using your body. So I have probably dealt with close to 500 or 600 people who have come to me with an entity and needed that entity sent into the light. Probably no more here than 3 demonic possessions in the United States. And the rest were disincarnate entities. Some of them didn't even know they were dead. Some of them knew they were dead and exactly what they were doing. And some of them were just very lost. So if you're losing time, if all of a sudden you start smoking, if you start drinking, if all of a sudden your voice changes, or you start getting symptoms of illnesses and diseases you don't have. Your clothes change. Your style changes. You can't think anymore. You may or may not have convulsions. You may or may not have be hurt or step on a nail and not feel it. You definitely, definitely have some memories of that don't belong to you. And that's a hard one, you know, because we sometimes have past life memories and stuff like that. That's a hard one, you know. So the lots and lots of symptoms of having an entity. You might all of a sudden not want to be anywhere near a church or anything that's holy or full of light. So take a look at your symptoms. Take a look at yourself. Feel yourself right now. Is that just you or is that something else? And I'd love to see you at the Art Church at the Haunted Springs Paranormal Fest, October 4th to 6th. I will be there speaking, and Dan will be there speaking. We will have the multitude of people who have paranormal experiences to educate you on many different paranormal energies. So, Dan, can you tell me your website, please?
Would you repeat that one more time, please?
Can you tell me your website, please, Dan?
Oh, yes, for the ticket site. Yes, go to Haunted Springs Paranormal Fest. eventbrite.com. And I got two regular VIP admission tickets available to give out tonight on the show. So,
well, how about the first caller who can be in Hot Springs this weekend? Give us a call at 646-716-9663 and you get two valuable VIP tickets for the show. How are we doing there, Mark?
I got your first call. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Yeah.
Okay, Rose, you're on with Star and Dan.
Hi.
Hi, Rose.
Hello, Rose.
Hi.
Where
that
you
was
live,
really
Rose?
Interesting what you were talking about.
Yeah?
I'm not sure what. Are you taking psychic questions or?
Yes, you are.
Okay, that's why I'm hesitant. I wasn't sure. Recently, I had like two hang-up calls where they blocked the call, and I'm thinking that it might be someone from my past who I haven't talked to in about 2.5 years, and I was wondering if you could tell me if that's him.
Okay, can you tell me what time of day these calls occurred?
I think it was like 5:30 p.m. It was just two calls, and I answered. And it said out of area. It didn't say a number or a name. And they just hung up when they heard my voice. And for some reason, I'm thinking maybe it's this guy from the past because we had a fallen out. We haven't talked in like...
In how many years?
2.5.
Okay, I will confirm for you that that was that person. They need to hear your voice to integrate more of whatever the issue was to soothe it over. Usually it takes about 28 days or so for that person to have enough gumption energy to call you back. So you can probably expect to have a vocal verbal conversation with him before the end of October, right near the end there.
You know why he wants what he wants? It's just making me nervous. I don't know what
he
wants.
I think he wants resolution completely.
He does.
I don't think he wants more. I think that he knows that there was something inappropriate done by him and said by him, and he wants to come full circle on it. Dan, do you have any idea about this?
No, I don't. I'm leaving it all up to you on the phone.
All right. So does that answer your question, Rose?
Yeah. So all he wants is resolution. That's it. He just
and completion.
Wants
yes, that's it. Thank you, Rose.
All right. Thank you very much.
And once again, if you're in the Hot Springs area, we're giving away two VIP tickets to the Haunted Springs Paranormal Fest, October 4th and 6th this coming weekend, which has lots of goodies included in that. Give us a call.
Yes. Just to let people know what is included with this, the VIP ticket that I'm talking about, this covers for all day Saturday and the ghost hunt with Jeff Leeper Saturday night. So you get all of that for the VIP ticket that we're giving away for free. I mean, and this is valued at $60 a piece. So this is a great deal.
It is. Get to your phones quickly, people. All right. I guess some people are looking at their calendars and thinking that over. Dan.
Hello?
Oh,
I was told I was unmuted. How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing fine.
It's Dig. You know who this is.
Well, I beg your pardon?
Do you know who this is?
Well, let me guess. You're a tall, dark, and handsome comedian and actor from New York City, correct?
Yes. Oh, you win the jackpot. Yes. I'm not sure what that is. But...
How can I be of service to you, sweetie?
Well, first of all, I played a ghost. I'm in the play, won an acting award. I played a ghost. So ghosts are some of my best friends. And I'm feeling better. Do you have any idea when things will start moving for me again? But today, within the last hour, I've had a big uplift of energy that I haven't felt in weeks. So,
you know, I'm at this point where I just want to kick your ass. You know, you are so talented, and you have so much metaphysical and spiritual education, and sometimes it's just your attitude. And you've been in dozens of films and hundreds. I mean, how many times have you stood up? 10,000 as a comedian?
Yeah, something like 10,000 that.
10,000 times.
Yeah.
And I just want to kick your ass because show some gratitude for all you have instead of worrying, I don't get a movie part, I don't have a gig or whatever. And gratitude has to be so much bigger than you're given right now.
Okay, well, I'll give it that.
Okay.
I am grateful. I am absolutely grateful.
And give it for 24 hours. Be grateful you're eating. Be grateful you have money in your pocket. Be grateful you have a great lover. I love you. Bye-bye.
I love you.
There we go.
Okay, Carol, you're on with Star and Dan.
Okay. Hi, Star. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Hi, Carol.
Something prompted me to check this out today, and I'm glad I tuned in. And I just have to laugh because when I first met you, which was like 7 years ago, and spent some time with you, I felt like my energy vibration was much higher, which it probably was. And I also, right at that time, moved into a house that was a 24-room mansion. And I had the top floor, which had been the old servants' quarters of the guy who invented Breck shampoo. It was a gorgeous, gorgeous house. Unfortunately, it was haunted as heck. And I didn't realize it at the time. It had been converted into a nursing home. It had been a nursing home for years before somebody else bought it. So I had all this anxiety and all this stuff going on, and I was calling you and I was calling everybody, and I was saying, I don't know what's happening to me. And I could only stay in certain parts of the house. I couldn't even enjoy the whole apartment, and I could only go into one bathroom because I came to find out later that the other bathroom had been the men's bathroom. And there was a spirit in there who was kept telling me it was inappropriate for me to be in there. And it was all happening on like a subconscious level, and I didn't figure it out until I moved. And when I moved, I said, wow, all that anxiety is gone.
Well, isn't that wonderful? How can I be of service right now for you, Kara?
I don't know. I just wanted to call and check in, and I did see what you're doing this weekend. I had been thinking about coming, but I didn't really make the arrangements, but I guess I'm just happy to see, you know, what you're doing with this aspect. I've done some healing stuff with you and that sort of thing.
Well,
and I don't know. It's just, I think it's something that I've been aware of. But as you said, seeing out of the corner of your eye when I was a kid, I'd say to my mother, oh, I just saw something, and she'd say, no, that's your imagination. Or I'd wake up and I'd say, well, there's somebody in the room with us, and she'd say, no, that's just your imagination. So it's just sort of validating that, well, yeah, I guess I can do that.
Can.
So I guess I'm just saying, oh, thanks, and I didn't know you were doing this.
Well, I'm glad to hear from you, Carol, and I'm glad your life is pleasant and healing, Paul. You know, sometimes when you don't know what's the matter with you, if you send a picture, and I ask people to send a picture for healing, sometimes in the picture, I will see that they were living in a haunted house or something like that. And sometimes when they come to me for an appointment in New York City or hundreds of cities I've been to, I really don't see that their house is haunted because I'm looking at their body systems. So all you people out there, it's really good to send a picture to your healer because your healer may or may not pick up whether your house is haunted or not. Thank you, Carol, and I'm sorry we can't give you those two VIP tickets since you're in Austin.
Oh, that's okay.
All right.
I'm enjoying the show.
Good evening.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye.
Dan and Star, yeah. I actually have a question for you. You had been talking earlier about how you were being attacked by things like that. And, you know, maybe this is a question you would be able to answer, Star. I'll leave it up to you. You know, normally, at least from spiritual teachings, we understand, oh, we could call an Archangel Michael to deal with something like that. But is that not the case if you're dealing with an energy at that level that is so negative?
Go ahead, Dan.
Okay. In this case, for me, it's a matter of belief. I didn't think about that. That came on later, of course, where I did use prayer and called upon angels and stuff. But I didn't do much good at that point for what was going on in that house. I think a lot of the reasons why, even what I did have in that house and why they stayed is because they liked it. It was a big, big house, 3,600 square foot home, 5-bedroom home. Just my wife and me lived in it. Our kids were already gone, moved out, and they basically had their end of the house. If we got in there, they kind of like, all over us. But as for negativity, you know, there at the end, it wasn't negative anymore, but the spirits were still there. But the demonic or negative energy that stirred everything up was gone.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mark, I'd like to answer that question. Before you're born, you have something called a soul contract. And your soul contract might be to help certain entities into the light. So you're supposed to give them understanding. You're supposed to guide them into the light. And you call in Archangel Michael with his sword, and he's supposed to come in there and take them into the light. He won't, because that particular soul has an agreement with you, maybe from some past life, that you need to facilitate, bless it, heal it, take it into the light, put it in a vortex. But it is part of your lesson, part of raising your vibration. So sometimes those entities may just have an agreement that some light worker takes their soul into the light, and they may stay around. Archangel Michael works very, very well, very frequently. But if you're a spiritual being and you've requested to grow as much as possible this lifetime, you'll probably have an encounter with a spirit that you need to influence, heal, teach, or maybe just listen to. Sometimes spirits just need someone who can perceive them, see them, hear them. So my answer to you is no. Archangel doesn't always take care of it. Sometimes it's about your lesson, Michael.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Hey, just a quick question to you, Star. Can you explain what a vortex is really quickly?
Yes, a vortex is in the ether. And long, long time ago, before 1890, we used to have earth, water, air, and fire, and ether. But the physicists all decided that it screwed up their mathematical formulas too much. So they much had a conference just like we had where they declared Pluto a non-planet. They declared ether a non-substance. In the ether, a tornado-like energy forms, and it is like a whirlwind, and it works two different ways. It either pulls things down to Earth, pushes things from Earth away. This vortex, in a book called The Vortex, which is written by Hofstadter, from very popular physicist, proves that ether carries vibration, ether is like a wave field, and that the vortex can happen, and a vortex will pull in, push out, and sometimes a vortex can pull for a while and push for a while. But this is a place that could bring many entities to you or could push everything away. We know the vortex is in Sedona, do we not?
Right? Yes, we do.
Yeah, and you can feel that some of them add energy to you, some of them clean. So on the etheric field, There are vortexes that work with entities. They push them away or pull them to you or do both, one or the other. And you will notice that some places that have had a lot of people die, they either have a vortex that takes all their spirits into the light, or the battery vortex, which gathers more spirits so that the spirits can speak their truth. Most people are unconscious of vortexes, but if you have heightened senses and heightened awareness, you will be able to sense them in one manner or the other. Mm. Hey, still trying to give away those tickets, people, in Hot Springs, Little Rock, all those clients out there, 646-716-9663. Two, count them. Haunted Springs Paranormal Fest tickets for October 4th through 6th. Just give us a call. I can see you guys looking at
the
calendar.
Hey, Star, if you want to go ahead and give out the website and everything like that, we're ready to wrap up the
show.
Why
don't you just do that right now? Give out the website.
Okay,
The
website for the event for this coming up weekend in Hot Springs, you can go to hauntspringsparanormalfest.eventbrite.com. This isn't a really big event, but it's a very educational event. We have a lot of speakers and a lot to teach the people that are out there. And if there's any questions that people may have about paranormal, we're there to help. So this is all about that. And then on top of that, we are also raising money for the Humane Society. They will be there. They will have some of the animals out there on site. So come out and support them too.
Well, that is really good, people. So pay attention. And maybe we can get on the website later and say you listen to the show and get your two free tickets. Now, Dan, tell me, what is the most amazing paranormal experience you've ever had?
The best one that ever sticks to my head is when we actually had to go into a demonic location and clear the house because a child was actually being attacked by a demonic entity that was in this room. But after the case being done, and we cleared the house and had, you know, the smells, the lightness in the air and everything, their little boy, their three-year-old little boy, came up and hugged my leg and said, "Thank you, Mr. Dan. The monster is gone." That's what made it worthwhile for me and keeps me going every day.
Well, and kids, they're just so there. And cats and dogs, too. You watch your dogs and cats, and they'll follow those entities and ghosts and spirits around you with their eyes. And some cats and dogs even play with them. And sometimes they make the dogs bark and the cats hide. They have that paranormal sense in them that animals do. Now, what was that dog? It was named Matt or something, and it'd go in the house and it would stand and beg on the place there was a ghost. There used to be a dog that did that. Where did I see that? But he'd go and stand on the place where the ghost was. So there's many, many things out there that we can't explain. You know, when we realize that we visually can observe 2% of the spectrum out there, we'd have to have ego so big to think that we can see everything. The 98% of what is out there, we can't see. So, take a deep breath. Great. Take a deep breath and get in your car. Come to Haunted Springs Paranormal Fest this weekend.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.
You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. Good night, everybody.